Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf Shios Panso Lurnish Vasam Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We will hold the Bo Basra Daf Tetzayim. The Gemara in the end of the base tells us the Shmuel did Shuvah. Now the first already asked the Teres Chai brings that a Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that a father cannot save his son. And that's what it says, Avraham Avinu will not save Yishmuel. So it seems to be a contradiction. Says the Teres Chai, don't tell me that this sugi is arguing. Because we have a Tana called Rabbi Shmuel. How can it be a Tana called Rabbi Shmuel if Yishmuel is a Rosh? The answer is Yishmuel did Shuvah. So that's why it's called Rabbi Shmuel. So if so, so how can it be a Sukkah and Sanhedrin tells us that the Yishmuel is still going to be in Gehenna and Avraham Avinu cannot save him? But Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen really answers this question. Because Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen says in Kuntres Divrei Sofrim that every Shuvah that Umas HaOlam do, Tshuva of Goyim works only mikam v'labo. It only works for them to be a tzaddik from here on. It doesn't fix the past. For the past, they still have to have kapar. Only by Am Yisrael you have the chiddush that tshuva works retroactively to take away all the past. But by Goyim, we don't have it. So that's why Yishmael, even though he did tshuva, it didn't really fix all the bad things he did before. And he made these two gemaras shim together very much. And this leads us to a Gevaldik Maisa with a beautiful pilpul based on our sugya. And Sefer Chanukah Satoru and Kudus Acher has brought a story of Heschel from Krakow. And the story goes that a Shatchan came to test him to see if he's a Lamed, he knows how to learn. So they met in a hotel and there was no Sfarim over there. And there was only a Siddur. So told the Shatchan to Rav Heschel, open the Siddur, say Avort. So you open the Siddur. In the beginning of the Siddur, you have Rabbi Shmuel Loimer. The Yudgimel Midas Rabbi Shmuel, Tatoir and Dreshes Behem, the Yudgimel Midas, Tatoir and Dreshes Behem. So said Rav Heschel, I have three questions on Rabbi Shmuel Loimer. First of all, why is Rabbi Shmuel called Yishmuel? Isn't that a name of a Rosh? Number one. Number two, it says Rabbi Shmuel Loimer. Usually when you start something new, you should say Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer is usually an answer. Why do you start with the words Rabbi Shmuel and then you say the word Oimer? And number three, what is one of the Yudgil Midrash attorney dresses by him? The idea of Klal Uprat, Klal Uprat to Klal. But Klal Uprat to Klal works only if there is some order to the Torah. So you say it's as a rule, that is, there's a detail, what comes first, what comes second. But we know the rule in Mugdu Umeuchar B'Torah, the Torah is not in order. So how can you have a rule of Klal Uprat to Klal? So he says, okay, let's look at our Gemara. Our Gemara, it says Yishmuel did Tshuva. How do we know the Yishmuel did Tshuva? Because it says, Yitzchok is brought before Yishmael, and that means Yishmael gave cover to Yitzchok to go first. But maybe it says Yitzchok v'Yishmael, but really means Yishmael v'Yitzchok. Hello, what do you see from here? That in one pasuk, in one inyan, there is Mugdu Mucha. When do I say Mugdu Mucha b'Torah? When you have two different parashas, two different inyanim, Shiloh was written in order, Ein Mugdu Mucha b'Torah. But in the same inyan, in the same pasuk, of course it's Mugdu Mucha. So if it says Yitzchak v'Yishmael, it means that Yitzchak came first. So we learn from this pasuk that there is an order in the Torah when it's one pasuk. Maybe all the questions are answered. Because based on this pasuk, we know the Yishmael did Shuvah. That's why you have a Tana named Rabbi Shmuel. So if you have a Tana named Rabbi Shmuel, that means, when you have this name, Rabbi Shmuel, that means that Yishmuel did Tshuva, which means that you don't say in Mugdu Mucha B'Torah in one inyan. There is an order in one pasuk. So you may, based on that, we could say Klal Uprat to Klal. So that's why it says Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Klal Uprat to Klal. You give me the tradition of Bam, one of them is Klal Uprat to Klal. Rabbi Shmuel, I have the name Yishmuel. Oh, I have the name Yishmuel. That means that Yishmuel did Tshuva. How do you know Yishmuel did Tshuva? Because you don't have a problem. Mugdu Mucha B'Torah. I don't have that. Omar. So from here on, I can go to Yigil Midos, which include Klal Uprat to Klal, which I could say the order of the pasuk makes a difference. Because in the same pasuk, you do have an order. So all three questions were answered based on our Gemara over here. A beautiful pilpul or a Heschel of Krakow. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list to WhatsApp group is email shomashova@gmail.com.